Welcome everyone to day 39 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of ground. Arriving in your body in the present moment. However you are, and today's recap is on the practice of meditation, of all things. Second to last paramita. So remembering, of course, that as far as I know, all meditation practices begin with the foundational practice of concentration, of being able to place our minds where we want them to be for as long as we want them to be. Foundational practice. I often say, if you can't get your mind in the room, you can't do anything with it. So once we get the mind in the room, what do we get to do with it? And the first thing that we talked about after concentration was just the general concept of mindfulness, of being able to be fully present with all of our experience. Internal experience and external experience. We can also think of this as a listening practice. So being able to listen to our own experience internally and externally. And we can practice that by using sound as an anchor to just sort of lean into that experience of just listening, being able to receive and take in experience. And then we talked about awareness. So in the idea of mindfulness awareness, so mindfulness is the idea of being able to place our mind where we want it to be present, to know we're in the present. And then awareness is this quality of being able to know where our mind goes, to notice distraction, to notice we've fallen into the future or the past, fantasy, somewhere else. So in this way, noticing distraction, noticing when we're not present, is actually part of the practice. So developing that quality of mind that has a sense of awareness, of knowing, this all-knowing quality. And then lastly, we talked about a very traditional way of talking about meditation in the Buddhist tradition, is shamatha vipassana. So shamatha is calm abiding, or all the ways in which we stabilize our minds. So the concentration, the mindfulness practices, the listening, the getting your mind in the room and stabilizing it. Vipassana is the insight that arises when we can get our minds in the room. What do we start to notice when we pay attention to how our mind works? Not for the purposes of controlling it and getting it to like act right, but for the purposes of getting to know our minds so that we can make friends with ourselves. So there's a kind of kindness and gentleness that comes with that. And then wisdom arises from that. So letting your practice, whatever practice you're focusing on today, letting that be the ground of your formal practice, and also looking at the ways in which you can take it out to the world. Because it's best to have a little bit of formal practice and lots of application, as opposed to having some big fancy practice we can do here in this, on our cushion or our chair, and then not being able to translate it out into the world. So shifting to our formal practice. And taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground, feeling all the ways in which the mind can settle into the body, into the present moment, that we can allow it to be settled and open, listening, remembering to be present. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.